As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday, September the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today, hard facts, yeah, we'll go there as well. Workable solutions as we can and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion there, or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, with a big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio, out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All that contact information and our archives can be found through becomevocallocal.com. Gold and silver this morning continue to climb, pausing to build support along the way. That's good news. Sustainable development, environmental and developmental agenda. It's all false promises and high costs. We'll go there, too. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning. Wow, what a morning it was in the gold market. Woke up this morning and saw gold just knocking the socks off of everything. They pulled it back down a little bit. And at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold up $2.70 at $1,278.20. It's been over $1,280 this morning. Silver this morning off 1 cent, yet is trading at $20.79. Poised to go across that $21 mark very soon. Platinum up $9. At $1,616. Wow. Platinum moving up. Palladium off three at $546. Gotta like that too. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Listen to these numbers, folks. $1,273.90 for a low. $1,284 for a high. New record again today. $16 away from $1,300 gold, and you gotta like that. But at $1,278.20, your gold is up this year $265.70 for 26.25% return on your investment in that beautiful, noble metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, they had to say, yeah, we'll raise the number. They set it at $1,281.50, and it's traded above that often this morning. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Of course, you can log on to the bookmark becomevocallocal.com and jump in there and join our chat room this morning. Lively discussion already underway. Going back into our market report, again, out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lots of good news for the gold bugs. Gold is up $2.70, trading at $1,278.20 an ounce. Silver lost a penny in early trading at $20.79. Gotta like it. Platinum up $9 at $1,616. And palladium off $3 at $546. Who'd ever thunk it? When gold was $278, that today it'd be $1,278.20. Wow, what a blessing. London Gold Fix, again, the boys in London this morning set the price at $1,281.50. It's trading above that and below that now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 22 at 10,599. The SPDR Gold Shares, of course, unchanged at 1,294.75 metric tons. For a value on the street at $53.0 billion. Whoa, $53.0 billion. That's some deep pockets, wouldn't you say? The NASDAQ closed up two yesterday at 2303, and the S&P 500 off 41, 0.41 basis points. Closed out at 1,125. Crude oil this morning. The crude oil is off 5 cents at, doesn't look right to me. Wait a minute. crude oil is off 13 cents at 74.44. Got my numbers reversed here. And the U.S. dollar index is down 5 basis points at 81.20. Foreign exchange rates this morning, Canadian loonie off 11 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents. The Mexican peso remains at 8 cents. The euro off 4 basis points at $1.31. Still a good high number for the euro. The British pound up another 9 basis points at $1.56. And the Swiss franc up 47 basis points again at 99 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond, continuing a new reversal, heading south again, yielding at 0.46 on the U.S. Treasuries for the two-year. The 10-year yield is 2.72, and the 30-year is 3.89%. 15-year mortgages this morning moves down from 3.94% a month ago to 3.89% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.44%. Moves up from 4.44 to 4.52, and the prime rate, of course, at 3.25%. The gold news, Bloomberg writing, Nicholas Larkin and Sung Woo Vark collaboratively writing this morning for Bloomberg. Gold gained a record on wealth demand, silver near a 30-year high. Gold gained a record for the second day in London and New York as the dollar's drop spurred demand from investors for wealth protection. Wealth protection, that's the bottom line here. This is your insurance policy on everything that you've set aside during your entire life. Got it in dollar-denominated assets. It's in danger. Silver advanced to the highest price since March of 2008. Of course, we can keep saying that from now until the cows come in. Silver is advancing. Bullion, which usually moves inversely to the dollar. Again, Nicholas, it hasn't usually moved inversely to the dollar for several years now. They have decoupled. They are no longer related to one another. The USDX and bullion gold are not in the same league. Bullion gold is an actual monetary metal. The U.S. dollar index is a specious trade-weighted basket of currencies found on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. But anyway, bullion headed for the biggest weekly gain since May as the greenback, that fiat piece of garbage, as the greenback dropped to a five-week low against the euro. Holdings in gold-backed exchange-traded products reached a record this month as investors sought protection from the financial turmoil and prospect of slowing economic growth. Where's the money going, folks? It's going into gold and silver coin. Silver traded 2.2% from $21.35 an ounce, the highest price since 1980. Okay, $21.35. Wow. Hello. Knocking on 22. A weaker dollar and talk of yet another round of quantitative easing. That's Beam and Shalom Bernanke throwing $100 bills out of the back of a helicopter someplace in a town near you. Easing by the Fed or gold supportive as investors expect depressed currency yields in the near future. Depressed currency yields in the near future. And people are going to be sitting on the curb, all right, with their head in their hands, thinking about how depressed they are with their currency yields. Anyway, immediate delivery bullion added as much as $7.72 or 0.6% to $1,082.97 an ounce, traded at 1279.55 at 11:44 a.m. in London. Prices are up 2.7% this week. If you look at the mining stocks, you'll see that a great number of them on the Kitco website are up in the 5 and 6% rate, too. So watch those mining stocks as the gold prices continue to soar. Gold for December delivery gained as much as 0.8% to $1,284.40 an ounce and was last at $1,280.60 on the COMEX in New York. Metal rose the highest price ever of $1,281.50 in the morning fixing in London from $1,272.50 yesterday. That's a $9 move, folks. That's big. The fixings are used by some mining companies to sell their output. Gold is up 17% this year, and it's heading for its 10th consecutive annual gain, the longest bull market since at least 1920. The bullion has outperformed global equities, treasuries, and most industrial metals, prompting record investment in gold-backed exchange-traded products, and I have to say, record investments in the precious metal itself. You get rid of the third party, get rid of the middleman, physical possession, gold, get it in your hand so that you can put your fingers on it when you need it the most. Painfully slow, The metal has rallied as central banks and governments maintain low borrowing costs and spend trillions of dollars to stimulate economies. Well, I could go on and on and on with this lengthy article. It would be well worth it. A lot of fun to say so, too, on a day like today. Let's see what we get here. I'm trying to find my economic data. There it is. Economic calendar. Let's go there. Here it is. Economic calendar. This is part of the reason for this jump here. This consumer price index, the consumer price inflation, they say, off of Econo Day, consumer price inflation remained somewhat on the warm side. What's that mean? Somewhat on the warm side? Is that like burning in hell? Thanks to higher energy costs. However, core inflation eased further to non-existent. Core inflation eased further to non-existent. What? Completely contradicts articles we read yesterday. The overall CPI in August posted a 0.3% rise, equaling the boost in July. The latest gain topped the median forecast of a 0.2% advance. Excluding food and energy, CPI inflation slowed to no change, coming in below analysts' expectations for a 0.1% rise. What are we talking about? Are we going into deflation here? Look out, folks. In the core, shelter costs continue to stand out as weak. What do you mean, shelter costs continue to stand out as weak? I encourage you to go up on Bloomberg.com or go to the EconoDay.com website. Read this for yourself. See if it makes any sense. Or is this just a bunch of economic voodoo?
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Well, there's very, very, very much news in the Bloomberg website this morning. So much to it. Where are we going to go from? We're going to go into some of this environmental news that they've got in a moment. But here's another one. Congress enacting the most U.S. laws since 60s gets no respect. Lauren Litvan and James Rowley writing for Bloomberg New News. The 111th Congress returned to Washington this week with a record of legislative achievement that rivals President Lyndon Baines' Great Society Johnson. Voters, of course, he didn't come up with that Great Society stuff. It goes much earlier than him. He just mouthed it one more time. Voters may show their thanks by throwing the lawmakers out of office. Now, how's that an opening sentence on a Bloomberg article on this great September the 17th? All right. Encouraged by Barry the Usurper, a new president from their own ilk, the Democrat-led House of Representatives and Senate provided health care coverage for another 32 million Americans, offering coverage for 95% of U.S. residents. Of course, it's at the point of a gun. It's offering, right? Their $814 billion stimulus bill created or saved 3.3 million jobs, according to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, if you can believe that nonsense. New laws rescued the financial industry from the worst collapse since the Great Depression. I wonder how much they got paid to write this article. And for the first time, consumers have federal protection from opaque lending practices that caused the real estate crash. Can you believe the Spinmeisters here? The usurper achieved his goals with a narrower majority than Johnson had in Congress. And the usurper also has failed to convince a majority of voters that Congress has done enough to make life better for them. Congress would do well if they would just go home and leave us alone. Polls show Republican gains in November congressional elections to the extent that the Democrats may lose their House and Senate majorities. Nothing, here's a quote, nothing the Democrats could possibly do is likely to alter the basic course of this election, close quote, said David Rode, a political scientist at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, quote, the things that are mainly affecting voters, Democrats can't do anything about. And I have to say that the things that are affecting the voters, even the Republicans can't do anything about. Especially that so far as that the Republicans and the Democrats are largely responsible for having been the lapdogs of the captains in finance and industry, which brought all these woes down upon our heads over the last 100 years. Historic scope. The scope of the laws enacted is comparable to congressional action in the 60s that created Medicare and approved landmark civil rights laws. Yeah, penalties, pains, exactions of every kind. Said James Thurber, the director of the Center for Congressional Presidential Studies at American University in Washington. Democrats did it with smaller majorities than when Congress enacted Johnson and President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal programs. Quote, historically, it's going to rank as one of the most productive Congresses in recent times. Remember, the Congress critters, their product, you know, they're a corporation. Nancy Pelosi, U.S. House of Representatives, it's her company, it's got a San Francisco address. Their product, their productivity, their product is laws. So they've been very productive. They have given us lots of legislation. Again, historically, it's going to rank as one of the most productive Congresses in recent time, comparable to LBJ's first 2 years, and maybe even Franklin Roosevelt's time. when Social Security was created, said Thurber, the editor of a 2004 book, The Battle for Congress, Consultants, Candidates, and Voters. And it goes on, pay equity, basic courses, etc. Lots more material in there. Let's go over here, China, talk about China for a moment. Actually, China's going to be in the news quite a bit this morning. If we can get this Hummer to open, come on, get with it. Browser's been running really slow lately. China is set to lose 2% of its gross domestic product, cleaning up decades of pollution, as long as we're talking about history today. And you go back and look at the Superfund cleanup program, all of that back in the 1970s, it cost a bloody fortune for the taxpayers to clean up the mess of World War I and World War II, the Korean War, and even the Vietnam War. We had a huge, huge mess, and all of the big messy ones, the General Electric and DuPont and the rest of them, they all got to walk away scot-free, left their mess behind, and we, the people, had to pick it up. Well, it's going to be visited now on China. Li Pingri remembers swimming with fish and shrimp as a boy. It almost sounds like folklore. Today, even after the city spent 48.6 billion yuan, or 7.2 billion U.S. dollars, on a cleanup, and it probably was 7.2 U.S. billion dollars, too, on a cleanup, he says he can't stand the canal's smell. Quote, we're surrounded by black and smelly waterways, breathing the foul every day and paying the price at the cost of our health, said Lee, 79 years old, a former researcher at the Guangzhou Institute of Geography. If we can't breathe clean air or drink clean water, high economic growth is meaningless. A lot of truth in that there, Lee. China, the world's worst polluter, needs to spend at least 2% of its gross domestic product, GDP, a year, or $680 billion, to clean up 30 years of industrial waste, right? So they've been racing to the front there. Now they're number two on the planet, racing to the front there. Of all things environmental and developmental, and they have made one hell of a mess out of their country, all right? That's the way it goes sometimes. Failure to spend that much, equivalent to the annual gross domestic product of Vietnam, may cost the Chinese economy half again as much in blighted crops, health costs, and pollution-related expenses. He said, quote, the cleanup can't catch up with the speed of the pollution if spending is less. Double-edged approach by China to undo previous contamination and enforce stricter laws against new pollution would raise costs for companies in metals smelting, such as the Hunan-based Zuzu Smelter Company and Henan Yongle Gold and Lead Company in Henan. It would also benefit companies involved in environmental control, like Beijing Origin Water Technology Company and the Shenzhen Green Eco Manufacturer High Tech Company, said Zhang Jiangping, an analyst at Donghai Securities in Shanghai. Wow. Is this where we're going in the future? We're all going to have to learn Chinese? My, oh my, let's jump over here. The future of U.S.-Canada carbon markets hinges on California. All right. I'm telling you, today's news is environmental news. This is the green technology doing everything they can to fluff themselves up and preen themselves out and stand like a new rooster in the middle of the field. These people are going down in flames. But, unfortunately, we're going to take the brunt of it. By Simon Lomax, September 16th, yesterday's news, off of Bloomberg, the future of cap-and-trade markets for carbon dioxide pollution rights in the United States and parts of Canada may depend on the outcome of a political battle in California, analysts at Barclays PLC say. All right? Experts said the future of cap-and-trade markets in the U.S., not a good sign. Proposition 23, a ballot initiative that Californians will vote on in November, would delay the state's Global Warming Solutions Act until the state's unemployment rate, now at 12.3%, falls to 5.5% for four consecutive quarters. That's good news. I hopefully Proposition 23 will pass.
looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, pivotal once again is this Proposition 23 out there in California, ballot initiative that Californians will vote on in November. It'll delay the state's Global Warming Solutions Act until the state's unemployment rate gets balanced out. I think that's a good idea. The law authorizes a series of pollution-cutting programs, including a California crappin' trade market. Said that one right, Willie. That's due to start in 2012. All right. The law authorizes. Well, let's see how that all works out. California plans to join some other. It looks like they got them coming and going in this particular legislation. What do they mean? The law authorizes a series of pollution-cutting programs, including a California crappin' trade market that's due to start in 2012. There's six of one and half a dozen of the others. That Proposition 23 would delay the state's Global Warming Act. Well, going to have to watch this one very carefully. If Proposition 23 succeeds, a fairly lengthy suspension of California's global warming law is likely, which may make other governments in the initiative reluctant to pursue crap and trade programs on their own. Sikorsky, that would be Trevor Sikorsky, said. Last year, the U.S. House of Representatives narrowly passed legislation to replace regional carbon markets with a national crap and trade program in which power plants, factories, and refineries buy and sell a declining number of carbon dioxide pollution rights issued by the federal government. Declining. In other words, it's going to zero someday. if stalled in the Senate, it stalled at the Senate and won't be taken up this year, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Nevada Democrat, said September the 7th. Democrats now hold wide majorities in the House and Senate, and the potential for Republicans to gain seats in November's congressional election means the prospects for a federal crap-and-trade legislation appears distant, Sikorsky said. If global warming laws in California, the most populous U.S. state, are suspended, then future progress on federal climate legislation would be thrown into further doubt. The showdown over Proposition 23 looks like it will be a seminal moment in U.S. climate legislation. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Maybe we all just need to get down on our knees, you know, and pray to Gaia to back off, get out of our faces, and stay out of our lives. Well, here's another one. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get a lot worse. This is the one off of another one off of Bloomberg. Has to do with Chinese coming up with clever, inscrutable ways to sell their Chinese plastic crap. Solar fun. Okay, solar fun proves why energy investors like cheap Chinese panels. Okay, cheap Chinese plastic crap. Jeremy Von Leon, coming to terms with words here. September the 17th, new news for Bloomberg. Solar Fun Power Holdings Company is proving that cheaper Chinese goods branded with English-sounding names can make renewable energy investors rich. Right? Sustainable development. Sustaining environmental and developmental concerns. Has nothing to do with the environment. Has everything to do with pocketbooks, not yours nor mine. All right? Makes renewable energy investors rich. Do we need to go any further? The Chinese company makes solar panels that cost 35% less than Germany's Schott AG and is headed to double sales in 2010. Its shares jumped 73% this quarter and led Chinese stocks that are set to take the top five slots on the Bloomberg Global Leaders Solar Index. Solar Index. Oh, boy. Sun Boy. Sun Boy. I wonder if Sun Boy walks with the Virgin Mary from time to time. Solar Fun, beating 499 out of 500 members in the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, and Chinese makers of raw materials for panels like LDK Solar Company gained an edge over the German and U.S. rivals in mid-year. That's when new energy and fiscal policies in Europe drove solar park developers to seek lower-cost panels to protect profit. Even after the gains, the Chinese stock remained less expensive than Western counterparts in price-earning terms. It's the Chinese are the ones to beat, said Olaf Koester, head of renewable energy at VCH Investment Group, which oversees 130 million euro, including Chinese panel maker Trinia Solar Limited, which is up 61% this quarter. Sometimes when you read these Bloomberg articles, folks, it's hard to discern whether they're selling stock shares or reporting the news. Let's jump out of that one and jump over here because the Czech aren't very happy either. All right. This is a rather interesting article, revealing as it is. Ladka Bauerova, writing for Bloomberg, new news. The sun is supposed to be free for all. Isn't that what we've always heard? Let's get into solar energy. It's free. Let's get wind energy. The wind blows for free. Well, the wind really doesn't blow. The wind sucks, if you know about it. And that's what it does, by the way. It sucks from point A to point B. It doesn't blow. Okay? The sun is supposed to be free for all, the article writes. Here, tell that to the Czech industrialists whose electricity bills may jump as much as 25% next year due to a boom in the solar power industry. Where's all that free energy, right? Renewable energy. Companies including coal miners, New World Resources, and the textile company Pegas Nonwovens SA and refinery, the Unipetrol, may be the unintended victims of a law that forces distributor CEZ AS to buy power from startup solar power producers at higher costs than traditional coal, gas, and oil sources and pass it on to the customers, including CEZ trading director Alan Svoboda. Here's the quote. I have no idea where Czech companies are going to get the extra money, said Karel Havlicek, vice chairman of the Czech Association of Small Businesses. That's truly shocking, she says. All right. Europe's push towards renewable energy is driving up prices from Spain to Germany as governments are under pressure to lower carbon dioxide emissions, make up for dwindling coal supplies and rising oil prices, as well as entice solar power producers with financial incentives. You can say payola here. All right. This is coming out of the international financial community. That means it's coming out of your pocket and mine. It's coming from the World Bank and other places. In the Czech Republic, a five-year-old law guaranteed solar companies the right to charge inflated prices to allay their startup costs because equipment, including photovoltaic panels, were scarce and expensive. Of course, the Chinese are cornering that market rapidly. Since then, the price of solar panels has dropped 50% because of mass production in China, attracting a much larger number of solar power producers than the Czech government originally expected. With CEZ and other distributors are required to buy their power at higher prices than it would for electricity derived from more traditional sources. Think it's going to be cheap? It ain't cheap. It's going up. Rising capacity? And this is all federal, you know, this is all government subsidy, all right? How would you like to have a business where the government subsidizes your every move, huh? Pretty profitable for the first go-round. CEZ, the country's main provider of, of electricity, estimates that the capacity of installed solar panels will reach 2,000 megawatts at the end of the year. And you go back and take a look and see about amount of electricity that comes out of a nuclear powered electrical generation facility, or go back and take a look at how much electricity comes out of one of the hydroelectric dams, and you can see where we're losing some money on this one. In Spain, Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero's push to expand renewable energy production triggered a boom in investment by guaranteeing as much as 10 times the wholesale electricity price for solar power in 2007. You get 10 times the price for your power if you're building it off solar. Similarly, German developers installed 713 megawatts of solar panels in the first quarter, 10 times more than in the year earlier period, as environmentalists and lobbyists resisted cuts in subsidies. They resisted cuts in subsidies, according to Bloomberg. In the second quarter, Germany was able to install and brought online, I guess, 2.3 gigawatts. That's a gob and a bunch of electricity. Again, it happens during the daylight and doesn't happen at night. In the Czech Republic, such an increase in production of solar power may drive electricity prices up 19%. For households, and 25 to 30% for companies next year. All right, you going to try and stay in business with that? You want to see your electric prices go up by 20%? You got a business out there, maybe you're a heavy power consumer, and your price of power goes up 30%? How many people are you going to have to lay off? How many people, you know, how much of your business are you going to have to curtail? How much higher the price is going to be? Everybody pays. Everybody pays.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Oh, blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Actually, the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast. Looking at this article off of Bloomberg, they're looking at the hysterical debate that's going on about whether they shall or whether they shan't go involved, get involved with solar electricity over there in the Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic. And again, it says here, in the Czech Republic, such an increase in production of solar power may drive electricity prices up 19% for households and 25-30% for companies next year. Hysterical debate. Well, the debate has become so hysterical, there's a risk they'll throw the baby out with the bathwater, said Hot Air. Well, that's Hotar, I guess is his real name. Hot Air, that's the way it looks to me. Quote, this could completely kill off the solar industry in the Czech Republic. Well, if it has to be government subsidized to get it started, and then it costs more on the ongoing, well, maybe it needs to be thrown out with the bathwater. The government, under pressure from industry, proposed a law on September the 14th that would cancel subsidies to solar plants built on farmland after March the 1st, 2011. The law, now awaiting parliamentary approval, will also significantly reduce subsidies for all solar plants that aren't connected to the grid by December the 31st of 2010. The government is discussing further ways to mitigate the power price increases by taxing power companies or coal and gas producers and using the money to subsidize the prices. Right? You don't think you're going to pay for this? You're going to pay for this. That's the idea. This is global taxation, folks. Plain and simple. Investors are also concerned about the impact. Should power prices for companies rise by at least 25%, Unipetrol, the largest Czech refiner controlled by PKN Orlen SA, stands to lose 14% of its 2011 operating profit. Of course, you know that British Petroleum bill themselves now as the sun god beyond petroleum. All right, beyond petroleum. They're covering every base that they can cover. you got to know that there's going to be blowback from the five sisters or whatever they are, the OPEC cartel on oil. They've been strangling us for oil prices for a long time. They refuse to bring the natural gas into place that is necessary to have clean burning electrical energy generation. In the case the new law is passed, there will certainly be lawsuits because the state is completely changing conditions for doing business. Not just the United States, folks. This is global insanity. All right. At the same time, the state-controlled CEZ has come under criticism for cashing in on the solar boom by buying up almost all of the finished plants that will be hooked onto the grid by the end of the year. So they've got private investors coming in. I mean, this sounds like Credit Mobilier building the railroads in Europe and the United States. And after they get them all built and everybody gets paid, you know, off handsomely, and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Carnegies and the rest of them, the Mellons, they all make a big pile of do-re-mi, then we have something like Amtrak, you know? So the government's going to be buying up these power plants as soon as they're online. That's what happens in a socialist country. This is one of the biggest Czech political screw-ups in the past few years, said Jan Cervinka, the executive director of Paper Mill. They probably don't pronounce it that way, but that's the way it looks phonetically. The economy has so many other problems at the moment, and now companies and households will have to pour money into this new hole. Boy, I couldn't have said it any better myself. It's amazing. It's amazing what passes for knowledge in this time of man. Here's another one. Solar Millennium jumps on the license for the world's biggest solar thermal plant. Introduced this one in the closing moments yesterday. Solar Millennium AG surged as much as 20% in Frankfurt after California regulators authorized the German company to build the world's biggest solar thermal power plant. Of course, then they've got to Proposition 23. The stock rose as much as $3. Well, we don't even never listen to have a stock report here. The California Energy Commission yesterday voted unanimously to license the project, which will use parabolic mirrors to focus sunlight and generate steam to make power. All right. Of course, it only focuses sunlight when the sun is shining. It generates no steam when the sun ain't shining. That means all night long the grid's going to be down. Construction will begin at the end of the year on two of the four units that will start delivering electricity to households in 2013. You know, America's a big place, but it ain't so big that we have sun shining on it 24 hours a day. Projects like this need our immediate attention, as solar and renewable power are the future of the California economy, said Governor Arnie Schwarzenegger. It's all you, Arnold. Pump it, baby. Pump it up. The project will consist of four 250-megawatt units and will avoid emissions of about 2 million tons of carbon dioxide a year. Of course, if all the weightlifters would quit lifting weights on the coasts of California, they could probably eliminate about 2 million tons of carbon dioxide a year also. In July, state regulators approved a 484-megawatt power purchase agreement for Edison International, utility of Southern Electric or Southern California Edison, to buy electricity from the project's first two units. That just goes on and on, all right? This Blythe project is one of nine large solar thermal power plants totaling more than 4,300 megawatts that are seeking final regulatory approval. Lots more going on in all of this. Here's a bit more from the EU. EU carbon dioxide trading permits, little change after hitting a one-week high. European Union carbon dioxide allowances were little changed after reaching their highest price in a week. We're going to be hearing about this on a regular basis, more and more of these carbon dioxide permits. Here's another one. European Union expects a bigger share of renewable energy and higher CO2 prices. Energy from renewable sources may account for 32% of power generation in the European Union by 2030. Again, may, operative word there, may. Might, oughta, coulda, woulda, shoulda, all right? 9 percentage points more than forecast 3 years ago. The bulk of the increase in renewable energy sources power corresponds to the deployment of wind onshore. The rising investment in offshore wind, that brings us right back to our National Ocean Council and the Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning System, and leasing offshore areas for wind power generation, right here off of our own shores. The study also projected that carbon emissions will fall by 8% in 2020 and 20% in 2030 from the 1990 levels. The large part of the reduction in energy-related CO2 emissions is projected to occur in the emissions trading system sectors. This is the ETS. We're going to hear more about it. It's coming on us. It's coming at us. This is going to be real-world stuff for the 21st century. We've talked about these hydrofluorocarbons in the past. You can just type it into your browser, hydrofluorocarbons wiki, and read the article for yourself. But the European Union climate chief, Connie Hedegaard, said that the EU wants international action. Action. Demands action, and action now. That's Franklin Delano Roosevelt. EU wants international action to control hydrofluorocarbons. You know, the ocean, you know, just the ocean is where all this stuff comes from, folks. Carbon dioxide, hydrofluorocarbons, it just generates it and generates it and generates it. And then these guys run around with their handkerchiefs, wringing them and crying at them, weeping at the UN various bodies and organ meetings. The Montreal Protocol, there's your key words. The Montreal Protocol is the appropriate form for international action and will complement the efforts undertaken through the United Nations Climate Convention. United Nations Climate Convention, all right? This is real stuff now, all right? This is coming at us. There's another article just going through the highlights here. You don't think that we got a real problem? I mean, the house is burning down with all this environmental news. Let's see if we can get this browser to function here for me. Hurry it up. Thank you. Nuclear recycling isn't needed because of plentiful resources, a study says. Nuclear energy. Nuclear recycling, not needed. Recycling nuclear waste provides little short-term benefit because the process costs too much and uranium supplies remain plentiful, according to a study by the MIT, all right, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The study released today recommends that U.S. financial incentives to build 7 to 10 nuclear plants create a quasi-governmental group. There's another one, it's quasi-governmental. Group to direct policy and consider leasing fuel to countries to reduce fears that dangerous components will end up with terrorists. And Barry the Usurper closes down Yucca Mountain. We'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now starting our second hour of today's two-hour transmission. If you just joined us, of course, you can always find the archives up at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Just look for the show archives link on the left. Click on that, and it'll open up a page. You'll see Become Vocal Local, usually around the third position there on that list. Just click on that, and there you go. Well over a year's broadcasting at your disposal. Anyway, back into the news basket for this morning, continuing this long drive through the news. Bloomberg just loaded with environmental issues. You can count on it, folks. This is where we're going when they put this much time and energy and money into providing the public notice that this is, you know that it's coming at us. Recycling nuclear waste, again, provides very little short-term benefit because the process costs too much and uranium supplies remain plentiful, according to the study of the MIT. All right? Now, again, we're talking about solar. We're talking about this. We're talking about that. This is so... Nuclear technology has been with us for decades and decades, 50 years, and yet we're still running around like Don Quixote chasing windmills, all right? To enable an expansion of nuclear power, it must overcome the critical challenge in cost, waste disposal, and proliferation concerns while maintaining its currently excellent safety and reliability record. All right, shall we say that again? While maintaining its currently excellent safety and reliability record. It's safe, it's reliable. It runs whether the sun's shining and when the sun's not shining, whether the wind's blowing or whether the wind ain't blowing, when the seas are stormy and when the seas are calm. Nuclear power fills the bill. The study, the third since 2003 on nuclear power by Cambridge, Massachusetts Bay University, examines how the U.S. might best deal with an increase in radioactive waste if the industry's awaited renaissance takes off. So all of the billions and billions and billions of dollars that are getting funneled in to this other stuff, the green energy, all those billions of dollars, if we were investing just a fraction of that in reliable, long-term storage of any nuclear waste byproduct at all, if we would just do that, we'd have this cat pajama done. We wouldn't be reliant upon fossil fuels, so to speak, like coal or abiotic oil or natural gas. We could just do this with nuclear energy. And using breeder reactors, never shortage of fuel, right? And they've known about this since day one. Since day one. Uranium supplies. Critics of recycling says it creates stockpiles of dangerous materials. Yeah, watch out for that Taliban. Oh, boy, those students, look out for the Taliban, them terrorists. Critics of recycling says it creates stockpiles of dangerous materials. Arguments for recycling based on the need to preserve limited uranium isn't an immediate concern. Nuclear reactors just make more and more and more nuclear reactive, you know, radioactive material as they go. A breeder reactor, always making more energy. It's like a perpetual energy machine. Technological advances may make recycling a better choice in the future, and the U.S. should preserve options that include an underground facility where waste would be removed and a portion reused as a fuel, according to the study. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Bernard Baruch, that's the name I'm always at a loss for, Bernard Baruch. He was the first head of the United Nations nuclear energy shed, so to speak. They've known about this power for a long time, folks, and they're not letting us use it.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back one more time right here on Become Vocal Local. This is our September the 17th Friday live broadcast. Call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call and weigh in on any of these topics today, certainly welcome to do so. Again, that's 866-841-1065. Closing out this article, the last little bit, very important here. Again, the MIT report says financial risk remain a chief hurdle to new construction. We're talking about nuclear energy here. And encourages the U.S. to accelerate financial support for 7 to 10 new plants. Nuclear plants account for about 70% of the emissions-free power production, according to the report. That makes the plants an attractive resource in combating climate change, which most scientists link to greenhouse gas emissions. And we don't have to import the cheap Chinese plastic crap and subsidize and underwrite the Chinese to get this job done. So there is more along that line as well. ABB Siemens Schneider to gain from demand for smart grids. Goldman says ABB, the world's largest, the world's biggest electricity's network builder, Siemens AG and Schneider Electric SA will be the key beneficiaries of investments in the so-called smart grids, as they have the greatest operational and financial involvement in the field. Smart grid, lots of discussion in the news these days about it. It's not so smart when you really look into it. The need to integrate renewable energy generation and electric vehicles into the underlying grid and the future requirement to meet increasing power quality demands emphasize the ultimate importance of a smart grid, said Goldman Sachs analyst Danielia Costa in London. The broker raised its recommendations on Munich-based Siemens, Europe's largest engineering company, to conviction buy from buy. Gold gave Zurich-based ABB a conviction buy. I don't know if they're going to convict the buyers. Recommended an upgraded Schneider to a buy from neutral. And it continues, most technologies to develop smart grids already exist, and we believe integration rather than research and development remains a key. Also on the news today, I'm not going to report it, another article on Bloomberg this morning talking about how everybody is up in arms wherever and whenever the smart grid meters come in. They're not doing a faithful job reporting electricity. They create wireless networks that loom around, lurk around, or neek around your neighborhood. I can see one right now connected. It's not connected. I've got it not connected, but it's right there. I'm waiting to jump in and talk to my computer at any moment. Anyway, here's another one. Solar Millennium jumps on a license for the world's biggest solar plant. Well, we've already covered that article, so let's let it go. So there's just a whole gob and a bunch of stuff here that we can look at from this standpoint. And in this regard, another change or something else that we need to consider in all of this is the international legal instruments and the mechanisms. You know, we started in on our study of that legal research and writing for paralegals, found out read a little bit from a section there on international law, how you track that down. Well, here, let's go to chapter 39 out of 40 chapters in the United Nations Agenda 21 Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro. This is the 21st Century Action Plan, folks, from the United Nations. It's coming on us and at us. Basis for Action 39.1. Listen up. The following vital aspects of the universal, and whenever you see that word universal, you just go to your dictionary, you'll see that it's synonymous with Catholic. The following vital aspects of the Catholic multilateral and bilateral treaty-making process should be taken into account. This is Lex Mercatoria, the Law Mercus, Law Merchant, Juris Civilis, Customary International Law, Hugo Grotius, and all of that. All right. The following vital aspects of the universal multilateral and multilateral treaty-making process. You know, the treaties are the supreme law of the land. They can be entered into by executive fiat. Hillary Clinton, Roddam Clinton, can go around signing treaties, and we don't even find out about it for years. Here we go. A, the further development of international law on sustainable development. You think this is not coming on us and at us from a global level? Think again. Giving special attention to the delicate balance between environmental and developmental concerns. All right? So you got your balance scale out here. In one pan, we put the environmental concerns, and concerns are companies, always have been, always will be. On the other side, the developmental concerns. Environmental concerns like Sierra Club and World Wildlife Federation and all of the Bugs and Bunnies groups. And in the other, you've got Siemens, ABB, Millennium, and the rest of these companies that we've just been talking about. And you have this delicate balance between the two. Remember the story about the 79-year-old Chinaman that's looking down into the river that flows by his apartment, and it's got nothing but filth in it. He remembers swimming in that stream or river or whatever it was when he was young with the shrimp. I don't know why he was shrimp. You know, I've heard of dancing with wolves before, but swimming with shrimp, that's rather novel. Anyway, it's the kind of thing they do in the Orient, I suppose. The need to clarify and strengthen the relationship between existing international instruments, right? Instruments like dollars, negotiable instruments, or agreements in the field. These are trust relations we're building here. In the field of environment and relevant social and economic agreements or instruments. Agreements or instruments. Key words being laid out here for you. All right. Taking into account the special needs of developing countries, you know, like Brazil, Russia, India, and China, not to mention the others, or as they say in United Nations speak, inter alia, among others. At the global level, this is C, the essential importance of participation in and the contribution of all countries, we're making plenty of contributions, aren't we, including the developing countries, to treaty making in the field of international law and sustainable development, you know, Codex Alimentarius, an international treaty, the Law of the Seas Convention, an international treaty, customary international law. Many of the existing international legal instruments and agreements in the field of environment have been developed without, here's the key phrase, without adequate participation and contribution of developing countries. This is truly taxation without representation. This is truly global governance. This goes beyond government. Beyond government to governance. Without adequate participation and contribution of developing countries. A lot of this green stuff is going on in the developing countries, you know, like Togo and Lesotho. This is how the Queen goes in and provides clean green energy for all of their developments in other people's countries. Actually, she owns them all anyway, right? And why? To ensure a balanced governance of such instruments and agreements. UN peacekeeping forces. Now, these are international legal instruments and mechanisms. I'm reading right out of the book here. The basis for action. This is the basis for the actions that they're taking. These are these various steps. E. Future projects for the progressive development and codification of international law. Think about that. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
And once again, referring to Chapter 39 out of the Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro, 1992, also known as Agenda 21. Chapter 39, International Legal Instruments and Mechanisms. I know it's nice to run around and talk about concentration camps and all of that sort of stuff, but there's real information going on in the background as well. Not to say that there aren't detention centers, but really, folks, I'd rather talk about the disease and our plans for the eradication of the disease than to spend all of our time looking at the symptoms and the victims, and there's an endless amount of both of those. So back into the discussion again. We've discussed the basis for action here, the basis for their action, and these are their objectives. This is like goals, again. The overall objective of the review and development of international environmental law should be to evaluate and promote the efficacy of that law and to promote the integration of environmental developmental policies through effective international agreements or instruments, taking into account both universal principles and the particular and differentiated needs and concerns of all countries. Quite a sentence. Diagram that one and see where it leads you. All right, these are the objectives, 39.2, 39.3. Specific objectives are: A, to identify and address difficulties which prevent some states, in particular developing countries, from participating in or duly implementing international agreements or instruments, and where appropriate, to review and revise them with the purpose of integrating environmental and developmental concerns and laying down a sound basis for the implementation of these agreements or instruments. There's a new legal order on the planet. There's a new economic order on the planet. And both of these work together to bring us all into subjection globally under a GIS, GPS, global governance system. A GIS is a geographic information system. This is all of the databasing and the record keeping, finding all of the natural sources and resources in Afghanistan and in Iraq and in Iran, and mapping them out carefully and looking at the ocean and the ocean floor and the lands and the mineral wealth that lies beneath the ocean and mapping it all out and divvying it up among the, 13 or more people at the top. Continuing here, again, okay, so there's both there's a GIS and then there's the GPS. The GPS is the geographic positioning system. In other words, establishing three-dimensional coordinate geometry, location points, on all of these resources and sources. And you're a resource because you can replicate yourself. You can recreate, if you will. You can procreate. And so you are a resource, whereas gold and silver are simply sources of mineral wealth. As Hal Anthony has pointed out on his broadcast, which, by the way, airs from 2 until 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network on Sunday. And I highly recommend that you give Hal Anthony's broadcast, Behind the Woodshed, a listen. He's going to open a big can of whoop-ass and lay it all out for you in plain English. Continuing, to set priorities for future lawmaking on sustainable development. All right? To set priorities for future lawmaking on sustainable development. We talked to Mike Chambers, has covered it extensively in the last few days. It's living communities, you know. A big powwow coming on here in the Ozarks as Galen Chadwick, the change agent for the Totness Society, comes in and amongst and works his change agent ways. But they're trying to get the Ozark Property Rights Congress to buy onto this English agenda, British Fabian socialism. I hope they're not foolish enough to take the bait. But anyway, all I can do is advise. It's up to others to take action. Continuing here, to set priorities for future lawmaking. We hear about all the lawmaking, cap-and-trade legislation, all that coming on us and at us. This is coming from a global level. You can go up and visit on the United Nations website, www.un.org, and study all the sidebars and click through all the links, and you're going to find a vast number of organs and bodies that are busily at work, holding some 4,000-plus meetings annually. Now, who can know it all? No one can go to all of these meetings, and yet acting as Soviet councils and boards, they are actually ruling the planet. Again, to set priorities for future lawmaking on sustainable development. Who would think that an international body would be setting law for us? But they do, at the global, regional, sub-regional level. A global, a regional, and a sub-regional level. Does that sound like sovereign nation states to you? It doesn't to me. It sounds like regionalism. Global, regional, or sub-regional levels, with a view to enhancing the efficacy of international law. Okay, we're going to raise up international law. It will be preeminent over all of the laws of the nations. And it will be the new international system, the new legal order moving forward in this field, through, in particular, the integration of environmental and developmental concerns. The integration of environmental and developmental concerns. This is the decade of mergers and acquisitions. This is where we, through the process of integration, interlocking boards and councils, through public-private partnerships, this is the process of integration of the environmental and developmental corporations, Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown & Root, and so on and so forth, British Petroleum, Shell, etc. To promote and support the effective participation of all countries concerned. How many countries are in the family of United Nations countries? 170, is it? Or is it 120? I can't keep that number correct in my mind. But again, to promote and support the effective participation of all countries concerned, in particular, developing countries. They always focus on the developing countries, the women, the children, and the indigenous people. Why? Because these are the ones that are most susceptible to public buy-in. These are the ones that don't understand the simple logic behind understanding what becoming vocal local is and just simply saying no. Because we understand that whenever a people put their hand out for unearned grants and aid, or that you reach out for that bag full of shekels, that when you take that bag of shekels, offered as it has been by the economic hitmen and then followed up by their jackals, whenever you put your hands out for free money, that inevitably the shackles of control come on. You go into bed with the International Monetary Fund or the World Bank, and then they set the rules thenceforward in your country. And the developing countries, as backwater as they may be, are most susceptible to this, and that's why the United Nations is focusing their attention on them. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back once again into this Chapter 39, the International Legal Instruments and Their Mechanisms, just going through the various points, the objectives, their specific objectives, either the United Nations now. All right, this is not hypothetical. It's been around since 92. This stuff is well underway. It's coming on us and at us. It's part of our daily life. Read about it for an hour in the news this morning. All right. So to promote, this is C, to promote and support the effective participation of all countries concerned, in particular developing countries, in negotiation, implementation, review, and governance of international agreements or instruments. You think the Barry usurper is, the hot and tot? No, not really. Hillary Clinton, Hillary Rod Damn Clinton. Secretary of State, the State Department. They're the ones that are involved in the depth of reviewing governance of international agreements and instruments. Right? The international community. So far, trumps the federal government that it's, you know, been reduced to a comedy show. You know, they wear whiteface at the White House, all right? Anyway, continuing, here's D. To promote, through the gradual development of universally, that's the big tent theory, that's y'all come, and multilaterally negotiated agreements, that's the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America, to promote, through the gradual development of universally and multilaterally negotiated agreements or instruments, international standards for the protection of the environment, which are your international building codes, to say the least, that take into account the different situations and capabilities of countries. Right? It's your carbon trading system. States recognize that environmental policies should deal with the root causes of environmental degradation. China, thus preventing environmental measures from resulting in unnecessary restrictions to what? To trade. I need to say that again. You keep thinking this is about environment. You think this is about the poor little polar bears doing the backstroke in the Arctic Ocean from floating ice pack to floating ice pack looking for a dandy place to dry off and eat their baby seal for breakfast. All right? It's not about that. Again, states recognize that environmental policies should deal with the root causes of environmental degradation, thus preventing environmental measures from resulting in unnecessary restrictions to trade. It's always about the money. Follow the money. Trade policy measures for environmental purposes should not constitute a means of arbitrary or unjustifiable discrimination or a disguised restriction on international trade. This is free trade, right? Wide open trade. This is the international migration and development agenda. There will be no tariffs here. We will bring everybody down to the level of a Bolivian peasant, as Dr. Stan likes to say. It's not about bringing up the standard of living for the people in Zimbabwe or Togo or Lesotho to the standard of a Ward and June Cleaver America. Not at all. It's the opposite. Unilateral actions to deal with environmental challenges outside the jurisdiction of the importing country should be avoided. I'll say it again. Unilateral. All right. That's one party. Bilateral is two. Multilateral is many. All right? Unilateral, one. Bilateral, two. Multilateral, many. Unilateral actions to deal with environmental challenges outside the jurisdiction of the importing country should be avoided. No one gets to do anything by themselves. No one can have any principles. We all have to, you know, have the experience the greatest good of the greatest number at all times. Environmental measures addressing international environmental problems should, as far as possible, be based on international consensus. Oh, that's not a problem. You only think it's a problem. It's only a problem because it affects you. Why, how narrow-minded, how bigoted you are. All right. Domestic measures targeted to achieve certain environmental objectives may need trade measures to render them effective. Trade measures. They may need trade measures to render them effective. Let's go ahead and put sanctions on Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Iran. And let's advance the greater Israel in the 21st century, right? Again, domestic measures targeted to achieve certain environmental objectives may need trade measures to render them effective. Should trade policy measures be found necessary for the enforcement of environmental policies, certain principles and rules should apply. These could include, here's their little Latin throw-in, inter alia, the principle of non-discrimination. No, you cannot be discriminatory. You may not discriminate. You have no principles. The world has no absolutes. Everything is relative, August Comte said. Everything is relative. Unfortunately, they're rarely your relatives or mine. The principle that the trade measure chosen should be the least trade restrictive necessary to achieve the objectives. We don't want any restrictions on trade. It's a wide open marketplace, right? Wide open means all of the Chinese, you know, goods that come into the United States, we want them. There will be no trade restrictions. An obligation to ensure transparency, there's this word, again, this is Mikhail Gorbachev, this is the idea of perestroika, this is glasnost, transparency, you know, on Alexander, what was his name? Anatoly Galitsyn, perestroika deception, remember the book? I have it in my library. It's a wonderful read. An obligation to ensure transparency in the use of trade measures related to the environment and to provide adequate notification of national regulations and the need to give consideration to special conditions and development requirements of developing countries as they move towards internationally agreed environmental objectives. And so it's just like the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Rights. Pretty soon you're going to know what it's like to have no rights any longer. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is a flowery, flowing document until you get down to the very end and you realize that anybody that bucks the United Nations system loses all of their rights. Rights. Why? Because they don't believe that all men were created equal and they were endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. In this moral relativist world that we live in today, all of the rights flow from the state. And the big state, the mama state here, is the United Nations. And the people that pull their strings from behind the curtain. To ensure effective, full, and prompt implementation of legally binding instruments. Again, underline it, highlight it. To ensure the effective, full, and prompt implementation. Doesn't exactly sound like voluntary compliance to me. Sounds to me like they've got the force of the gun going there. That's the force of government. That's what this whole program is all about. It's the wealth of corporations and the force of government working hand in hand. This goes all the way back to the very foundation of the Bauer family and the thuggers before them, setting up this relationship where the bankers, the global bankers, the Dubois bankers understood that it was a far better deal to work with these rising states, these governments, and to get into bed with them than it was to hang around with the merchant class. Why? Because the merchant class might go bankrupt. They might renege on their agreements. But a government doesn't have that opportunity, doesn't have that luxury. If a government needs to raise more funds, as we say, they just either go to war with their neighbors or they turn around, as Thomas Paine advised us, and they make war on their own people. They have the Internal Revenue Service collect even more taxes. Again, to ensure the effective, full, and prompt implementation of legally binding instruments and to facilitate timely review and adjustment of agreements or instruments by the parties concerned, taking into account the special needs and concerns of all countries, in particular developing countries, and to improve the effectiveness of institutions, mechanisms, and procedures for the administration of agreements and instruments. To identify and prevent actual or potential conflicts, particularly between environmental and socioeconomic agreements or instruments. What's going to triumph here? Any disagreement, any conflict between environmental and social or economic agreements or instruments will be resolved by the global community, with a view to ensuring that such agreements or instruments are consistent. International law, the International Uniform Law Commission, or we should say the Uniform International Law Commission, where conflicts arise, they should be appropriately resolved. And the International Bar Association will help to make that happen. And when that fails, they'll use the force of guns. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So once again, looking at this chapter 39, it's one of the shorter chapters in the entire Agenda 21, but it is one of the most powerful insofar as these are the international legal instruments and mechanisms that are used to implement this. All right. Don't spend nearly enough time on this part of the text as I ought. But again, to identify and prevent actual or potential conflicts, particularly between environmental and social and economic agreements or instruments. The identification, avoidance, and settlement of international disputes in the field of sustainable development. I think it's going to be easy to get off from underneath this burden, get this jackboot off our throats? Guess again. Duly taking into account existing bilateral and multilateral agreements for the settlement of such disputes. This is their activities, section 39.4. Activities and means of implementation should be considered in the light of the above, basis for action and objectives, without prejudice to the right of every capital S state to put forward suggestions in this regard in the General Assembly. Suggestions. These suggestions could be, they got a suggestion box for the United States of America at the General Assembly of the United Nations. From time to time they look in there and then just kind of throw it out. You know. These suggestions could be reproduced in a separate compilation on sustainable development. No one's saying that these suggestions will be even read. All right. Continuing. Review assessment in the fields of actions in international law for sustainable development while ensuring the effective participation of all countries concerned. Parties should, at periodic intervals, review and assess both the past performance and the effectiveness of existing international agreements or instruments, as well as the priorities for future lawmaking on sustainable development. That's what's happening right now in the 111th Congress. As more and more and more of the sustainable development, the green agenda has advanced under Barry the Usurper's hand. This may include an examination of the feasibility of elaborating general rights and obligations of states. General rights and obligations of states. Trusts and treaties and contracts. As appropriate, again, in the field of sustainable development, as provided by General Assembly Resolution, you want to read it for yourself, go up to www.un.org. In the search box, type in General Assembly Resolution 44/228. You get the resolution right there. You can read it for yourself. In certain cases, attention should be given to the possibility of taking into account varying circumstances through differential obligations or gradual application. In 1992, there's been a lot of gradual application going on, a lot of gradualism. This is the Fabian socialism at its finest. All right. As an option for carrying out this task, earlier United Nations it's UNEP, practice may be followed whereby legal experts designated by governments could meet at suitable intervals to be decided later, with a broader environmental and developmental perspective. Yes, legal experts, the experts say, designated by governments, that's a capital G, could meet at suitable intervals to be decided later. That would be like the Copenhagen. Here's 39.6. Running out of time here. Just going to keep right on going right up to the hour with this. Measures in accordance with international law should be considered to address, in times of armed conflict, large-scale destruction of the environment that cannot be justified under international law. What have we been doing in Iraq, Afghanistan? What are we proposing now in Iran, perhaps, Pakistan? Let's go through that again. Measures in accordance with international law should be considered to address, in times of armed conflict, large-scale destruction of the environment that cannot be justified under international law. My goodness. Mother Gaia, not happy with the United States. The General Assembly and its sixth committee are the appropriate forums to deal with this subject. The General Assembly and its sixth committee. How many times has the sixth committee gotten together with the other six, and discussed the depredations and environmental degradation caused by the United States in the Near and Middle East, and Israel as well in the Gaza Strip? The specific competence and the role of the International Committee of the Red Cross should be taken into account. Ever done a word search on the Red Cross? Have you ever looked into that pseudo-CIA quasi-governmental organization that works behind enemy lines during war times to find out everything you need to know about the International Committee of St. George's Red Cross? Maybe that would be the Knights Templar, the Knights Hospitaller. In view of the vital necessity of ensuring safe and environmentally sound, that's safe and environmentally sound nuclear power, and in order to strengthen international cooperation in this field, efforts should be made to conclude the ongoing negotiations for a nuclear Safety Convention in the framework of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA. We read about that today, an article today, looking at trying to find ways to convince the usurper, the green president, and the green pope that nuclear energy is a-okay, safe, environmentally safe and sound. It's going to be difficult. Continuing, implementation mechanisms. The parties to international agreements should consider procedures and mechanisms to promote and review their effective, full, and prompt implementation. Establish efficient and practical reporting systems on the effective, full, and prompt implementation of international legal instruments. You think that marching around Congress is going to bail us out of this? We have some serious remediation that needs to be taken, you know, care of right away. We keep wasting more and more and more time talking about political parties. First of all, we need to become very vocal on a local level. We need to embed within the existing two-party political system with an eye to their elimination, which can be done legally, lawfully, and quickly in a meeting of the whole, in a convention. Mr. Chairman, I move that the Republican Party of Missouri adjourn, side, and die. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The Republican Party of Missouri is gone, adjourns, sign, die. Never to come back again. You can do this quickly. Continuing, consider appropriate ways in which relevant international bodies such as UNEP might contribute toward the further development of such mechanisms. They're not going to stop. This is an international agenda. It continues and talks about the effective participation in international law making in all these activities and others that may be pursued in the future. They should be ensured through appropriate provision of technical assistance and or financial assistance in the area of avoidance and settlement of disputes. States should further study and consider relevant experience under existing international agreements, instruments, and institutions where appropriate, their implementation mechanisms as such as modalities for dispute avoidance and settlement, the exchange of data and information, notification and consultation regarding situations that might lead to disputes with other states in the field of sustainable development and for effective peaceful means of dispute settlement in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations, including where appropriate recourse to the International Court of Justice and their inclusion in treaties relating to sustainable development. So ends this 39th chapter. This is the international law. It's on us. Think about it, folks. Look it up over the weekend. I'll be back again on Monday. Thank you for listening. It's been a fantastic week of broadcasting this week. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.